I was 16 the year I met Joe the American. My body was a bag of bones. I could have fit two people inside my pants. I waved them in the face of my mother and complained that my arms were suspenders first, limbs second. Mamatu snatched them out of my hands and said she would have them altered then. I snatched them back and I said I would not allow it. Altering my pants would simply hide the evidence. What would she do next? Make me dig my own grave in the backyard? My mother Mamatu was tall like me, but better fed. She received the nickname when as a baby I pointed at her and said, in Spanish, Mamatu, which in English means, you are my mother. Those were my first words, and I have not stopped talking since. Despite my precociousness, every summer weekday before the sun set, Mamatu made all of us, me, my three brothers, and my two sisters, wait for dinner in the living room until Papatu arrived. Papatu, my father, was an enthusiastic co-conspirator in my starvation. Every day, Papatu waited until I had fainted from hunger before locking his office and beginning the drive to Playa Norte. He even called to check. Hello, Mamatu? Is Jose Miguel unconscious yet? Yes, this is how it was. In the living room that day, I took shallow breaths to conserve the last of my body's nutrients. Then I lowered myself into the green wooden chair and waited for Papatu to arrive. In the kitchen, the maids were cooking escabeche. This delicacy is a blend of criollo flavors matched so perfectly to a summer evening that after you eat that first bite, you will put down your fork and lean your head into the person beside you. And together, you will wet each other's shirts with tears of joy. The secret is the fish. It must be corvina, because corvina is the finest fish in the sea. If you bake it in a hot oven, it flakes off your fork like the delicate pastry French people make. To make escabeche from corvina, the maids, they dip the fillets in the egg batter, then they fry them. When the corvina is finished cooking, they lay the steaming fillets on a big plate to cool. Once the fillets are cool, the maids cover them in a salsa of marinated tomato, onions, peppers, garlic, spices, and secret ingredients. Then they stand by the door with the determination of guards in a prison. I was fast enough by then to run into the kitchen and stuff many pieces into my mouth before they could take the big plate away from me. But I knew better. The maids, they could not make me sorry I had stolen the escabeche, but Mamatu could.